Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Granite Liquidators Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. Go to graniteliquidators.com. Today, we are giving away $20 to Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Great place to go. I absolutely love their barbecue. Their ribs are outstanding. Their smoked corned beef Reuben is outstanding. Their wings are great. They smoke their meats what feels like all day. I mean, or not all day, but they smoke them for a long time. You can really taste the difference. Highly recommend you go there. You can go there on us. Second hour of the show, giving away $20. Plus, they have great sides and great non-barbecue options. With that, Mace, how are you?
I'm doing very well. They smoke their meat. I imagine they also... they put some rub on there as well, right?
Well, you got to.
Well, then you're saying that they rub their meat too.
Did you really just go there?
I did, yes.
You, Andrew Mason, just went there? Is that because you got a haircut today?
I didn't get a haircut.
You know what? Because you're not wearing a hat. I didn't even know you had hair on your head.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, I've actually got to get a haircut. That's why I've been wearing a hat more the last couple of weeks, because my hair is getting a little too unmanageable. If it takes me longer than 4 seconds in the morning.
4 seconds?
Yeah. Just I want to brush and go. I like to live as low maintenance a life as possible.
On the physical end of it, emotionally. A little bit higher?
A little bit higher, but you know. There are things that I can do in terms of time. Like if I can get to where it only takes a couple of I can shower in a couple of minutes. I can brush my hair in a few seconds.
Right.
I mean, I've actually got it down to where in the mornings I can get up at 8:25 a.m., shower, brush my teeth, be clean, get changed, and then I am fresh as a daisy and ready to go 8:45
for as a
the morning for the... for the podcast and the live show that I do.
Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Go get some tonight in Denver, Centennial, Longmont, Lions, and Estes Park.
Well, the Broncos got their guy. They signed George Payton to a 6-year deal to be their new GM. Give you a little bio on him. 14 seasons with the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings made 6 playoff appearances, 6 different starting quarterbacks during those 6 playoff appearances, winning 4 division titles, advancing to a pair of NFC championship games. He was essentially the assistant GM to Rick Spielman during that time. Played a key role in the Vikings' acquisition of 13 Pro Bowlers through the draft over the last 10 years. That's a pretty good resume. Mm-hmm. And then from 2012 to 2020, 24 of Minnesota's 26 picks in the opening 3 rounds of the draft remain or have remained in the league. That is the best in the NFL and tied for second most with the Chiefs. Thoughts about the hire? Broncos, are they heading in the right direction?
First of all that, you mentioned all those draft picks, all the success there. And so you look at Minnesota and say, okay, why haven't they had greater success overall?
And quarterback.
It comes down to the quarterback position. Yep. And Minnesota...
Well, they thought they had their guy in Cousins.
Well, what's interesting is, since George Payton got there, they have tried everything at quarterback. Yep. They've gone the veteran near the end of his career in Brett Favre. They've used 2 first-round picks on quarterbacks with Christian Ponder and Teddy Bridgewater. They've traded a first-round pick for a quarterback, Sam Bradford. They went the prime of his career free agent route in Kirk Cousins. And they've even done the hedge thing. They actually did it when they had Travaris Jackson and they brought in Gus Frerotte. And there's a lot of reasons why that's actually the most interesting thing that they've done and may have the most parallels to where the Broncos sit now. So you give him credit for having tried things, but I will say this. If Teddy Bridgewater doesn't get hurt in 2016 in training camp, I don't think we're having the same discussion. I think Bridgewater's probably still their quarterback.
Well, so is that necessarily a good thing?
What do you mean?
Is that necessarily a good thing that Teddy Bridgewater is still their quarterback?
Because his career,
he's a middle of the road guy.
His career would have gone on probably on a different arc.
That's a big assumption.
He lost basically 3+ years because of that injury, and so we don't know how his development would have gone if he'd been back with Minnesota for a third season as a starter, coming off of a season in which A, they won the division title, and B, you know, they should have won a playoff game if not for Blair Walsh missing the kick. So the body of work is good on George Payton. I think also the other thing is it's another set of eyes. The fact that the two finalists in this process were people with no Broncos connections whatsoever. They wanted a fresh set of eyes to look at the talent.
From everybody who I have talked to, George Payton is a very good talent evaluator. He's a straight shooter. He's a really good guy. From what I've been told by multiple people today, he was an excellent hire. And Greg Coleman, former Vikings punter, and he is currently on the Vikings broadcast team, will join us at 5 o'clock to talk about this hire today. A lot of good things have been said about George Payton, but I'm going to use an analogy because you know I love my analogies. Mm-hmm. If the Vikings were a restaurant in town, what would they be? And I'm asking for a reason. Just give me a quick answer because I'm going to move forward off of this.
Pretty good, but not elite. You know, you get a good solid meal.
Yep.
They're probably, I've never had a bad meal at Chili's.
Wow, you're comparing the Vikings to Chili's. That's not much of a compliment.
No, for me it is. I've never.
Wow, I just learned a lot about you right there.
No, my wife and I have talked about this when you're
about Chili's.
That if we're on the road and we can't find anything that trips our trigger, we're like, you know, we're back on the East Coast. We're driving between like Atlanta and Charlotte, and there's nothing that pops up. Chili's is good.
No, you go to Waffle House if you're in Georgia.
Well, she doesn't like Waffle House.
No, okay. Well, yeah. She doesn't like a 99-cent menu. Well, she
doesn't like breakfast for dinner.
There we go. So let's just say the Vikings are Chili's. It is consistent. You know what you're getting every single time.
Yes.
But it's been the same stuff on the menu for years.
They haven't made a Super Bowl since the last days of the Ford administration.
They are consistent, but there's nothing great. Mm-hmm. With that, Rick Spielman is the head chef, and George Payton is the sous chef. Mm-hmm. The head chef determines the menu. The sous chef just makes it with the head chef. So we really don't know how good Chili's could be if George Payton was the head chef. And that's the problem with hiring a guy who has been second in command. Because you don't really know which guy he banged the table for.
Yeah, you don't know which of his ideas were implemented and which weren't.
Correct.
We don't know, for example, that whether he was somebody who was pro Christian Ponder.
Right.
Because what's interesting with the quarterbacks they brought in, looking over the 14 years that he was in Minnesota, Kirk Cousins has been a pretty good quarterback. Hasn't worked out for the team,
right,
but has been a good quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater was heading in the right direction. Sam Bradford actually set a league record at the time for completion percentage in the year that he started for Minnesota. So it's always been, they've been productive, but things have happened.
The one thing I was...
Ponder's the only one that was a clear whiff.
The one thing I was told, he was instrumental in bringing in Adam Thielen. That's as far as I got about who did he bang the table
for. Which is interesting because Adam Thielen is, you know, is a prospect right there in the Vikings' backyard.
Right.
And the reason why I bring that up in regards to the quarterback position is one of the quarterbacks in the first round in this coming draft is a quarterback who's in the backyard of the Vikings, and that's Trey Lance from North Dakota State.
Would you have preferred a general manager in which you know their track record, like a Thomas Dimitroff, or would you prefer a guy where a lot of great things have been said about him, but you don't know his track record?
You know what? Kind of philosophically, if I were running a team, I'm bringing in people who've done it before.
So you want the devil that you know,
right,
as opposed to the devil that you don't know. And George Payton, with all due respect, is the devil that you don't know.
And what I'm asking of these candidates, if I'm interviewing them, is what would you do differently? What do you think you did wrong? How would you handle that situation if it came up again? I'm of the belief that with coaching, but also with GMs, let them make their mistakes, their first-time mistakes on somebody else's dime. If it's my dime, I want the person that's going through it and has seen things, most things before, and has reacted to them and maybe would react differently because of the experience. And certainly in coaching, the fact that most Super Bowls in the last quarter century have been won by coaches who had head coaching jobs previously tells you the value of that. And I'm not just talking about being a head coach in the NFL. If you're head coach in college, that counts too, because you've been the guy.
There's one interesting thing that came out of this hire today, and let's role play here.
I know how you love role playing.
I do, very much so. I am going to be Joe Ellis, and you are going to be George Payton. We talked about this on the show yesterday, that almost every candidate had a number of questions for Ellis and Elway.
If I'm going to be George Payton, I got to get a haircut. It's shorter than mine is right now.
Okay. Let me tell the jokes. Let me tell.
Oh, come on.
Let
me tell. Can't I have some fun?
Okay. That was actually very funny. Danny, did you laugh out loud on that?
I did enjoy that one.
Well, the enthusiasm was contagious on that. What was the number one question? Again, you'll be George Payton. I will be Joe Ellis. What was the number one question that every candidate likely asked Ellis and Elway?
What will the ownership structure of this team look like in 14 to 16 months?
Doesn't matter. Here's a six-year deal.
And that's the six-year contract.
That was it. That's the answer. Here's a six-year deal. Does that answer your question?
Fully guaranteed?
Yep.
All right.
There's your answer. Don't worry about ownership. Here's a six-year deal.
And really, I don't think the Broncos were going to get a GM of any value
right
if they didn't have that six-year deal. Because now, if the team gets sold, and especially if if the Broncos go, say, 6-10, 7-9,
right,
that type of season again, the new owner may come in and just want their own people in charge. And in fact, the last time the Broncos brought in a GM from outside, it was Edgar Kaiser saying, I've got Grady Alderman here. I want him to be in charge. And Fred Gehrke, who's been around for a while, you're out. But that being said, the types of people who have the amount of money it takes to buy an NFL team, they don't get there by simply looking at a contract that's got 5 years left on it, and we don't know how much. Let's assume that it's $3 million a year because it's his first time as GM, that has $15 million left over 5 years and saying, well, I'm going to pay this person not to work.
Coming up after the break, the Avalanche get the season going tonight. In case you haven't heard, they are the favorites by many odds makers to win the Stanley Cup this year. Arif Dean, who covers the Avalanche from MileHighSports.com, will join us next.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman, Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Granite Liquidators Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. Go to Granite Liquidators. .com. Want to tell you about Denver Distillery. They make so many great liquors for your next drink or your next party. Sweet potato vodka, that is award-winning. Colorado gin is outstanding. Straight four-grain bourbon is excellent as well. Apple pie moonshine is fantastic. And so is bourbon barrel-aged spiced rum. You can find Denver Distillery off of Broadway in Denver, or you can buy it at your local liquor store. And if they don't have it, you know what you should do? You should absolutely demand it. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Tivoli Brewing Company, Colorado's first established brewery in 1859. Get Colorado's original beer in your local liquor store or go to Tivoli in the heart of the Orrery campus.
Okay, we're going to talk to Arif Dean a little bit later on in the show to preview the Avs opener. But major news coming out of the NBA today, a blockbuster three-team deal between the Rockets, the Pacers, and the Nets, and New Jersey gets James Harden. Should the Nuggets have been involved?
New Jersey got James Harden.
New Jersey. So it's going
New Jersey?
The Nets?
The Brooklyn Nets.
New Jersey. You can't change on me midstream. Yes, the Brooklyn Nets.
San Diego.
I keep thinking New Jersey, but yes, it's the Brooklyn Nets.
I mean, the Nuggets were just there, but that's...
Right.
But I digress. Should the Nuggets have been in? No.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have been in. I think it would have made them better potentially in the short run, at least in terms of offense, but that's not the problem right now. The problem is on the defensive end. It doesn't make them better there, and unfortunately, given what the Nuggets are trying to develop at the top of their roster, what is probably going to make this thing better on the defensive end, it's going to be moves on the fringe, and it's going to be simply time. Time for example, Michael Porter Jr. to develop on the defensive end. I don't think they can microwave this. And Harden, it would have given them more of what they already have, but it wouldn't have helped them with what they're missing right now.
I have read so many bad things recently about James Harden on how he basically held the Rockets hostage. Mike D'Antoni wanted out. Daryl Morey, who had been there for a long time as their GM, wanted out. Russell Westbrook wanted out. And yes, Harden and Durant played together with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Notice how I didn't say the Seattle Sonics. I said the Oklahoma City.
Awesome. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to correct you, but I heard.
No, it's all right.
I'm like, New Jersey. That happened several years ago.
more than several years ago.
Grace, she passed away 30 years ago.
So now you are pairing James Harden, who is a headache, with Kyrie Irving, who I believe is a headache, and Kevin Durant, who you can make the case is a headache. Three terrific, talented guys. But I'll be very curious to see how they gel together. You? Because when you look at a big three, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh was an unbelievable big three. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade, in my opinion, was a little past his prime when those three hooked up. But when it comes to pure talent, LeBron, to me, is the X factor. You have LeBron, you win that discussion. Mm-hmm. But Durant, Harden, and Kyrie, wow. Oh. Wow. That's a wow.
On paper, it sounds great, but this also sounds like sometimes what happens in a chemistry lab when you mix together two substances that are going to result in explosion. I feel like this is going to be Diet Coke and Mentos.
Or baking soda and vinegar?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever causes something to explode. Diet Coke and Mentos is the kind of the visible thing,
right,
that people have seen, and sends the bottle flying off into Never Never Land.
Right.
That's what I feel like this could end up as.
I mean, you're not getting much defense either.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of offense. I don't know how they share the basketball, I'll be very honest with you. I mean, there were concerns when you had twosomes. How are, you know, Westbrook and Paul George going to share the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
But both those guys need their shots. Westbrook and Harden, how are they going to get along? Both those guys need their shots. My concern is James Harden as a human being who, again, I will say it, held the Rockets hostage. He set the practice times. He was the alpha male in that organization. And if he thinks he's going in there, and he's going to get the same treatment like he did in Houston, I think he's going to be sorely mistaken, because he has two strong personalities on that team that are going to say, but I'm guessing Harden will find a way to tone it down.
You hope so.
You know who'd be the perfect coach for that situation? Phil Jackson. Yep. Perfect coach for that situation.
He's hanging out in Montana right now, right?
And the best part of Montana, the Flathead Valley, where I used to live.
But he's in his 70s now, I believe.
He's not coming back.
Yeah, he's not. Phil Jackson's not walking through that door, as Rick Pitino might.
You know what? I don't think he'd want to deal with James Harden. Michael Jordan and Pippen, they were difficult enough. Shaq and Kobe, difficult enough. Harden is on a whole different planet for a guy who has won nothing.
Well,
to me, he's Carmelo Anthony 2.0.
I mean, people thought it was a big deal that that Scottie Pippen wouldn't go back in the 1994 playoffs when the last shot was designed for Kukoc.
And then Kukoc hit it.
Yeah. I mean, that's nothing compared to James Harden on a day-to-day basis.
But it's hard to argue that they aren't the favorites to win it. I mean, you would think it's going to be them and the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a matchup a lot of us want to watch. I don't know if there is enough defense out there to cover Durant, Irving, and Harden.
The Bucks are probably doubly relieved that they got the contract done for Giannis that keeps him there for the long term. Because that gives them a big window, but the window for this year might have closed with this trade.
I think everyone is curious to see how this experiment is going to work out.
It's a science experiment.
Do you want to see it work out?
No.
Either do I.
Do you?
No, actually I don't. Because Durant was seen as a front runner joining a Golden State team that had already won a title. Kyrie Irving was bitching about LeBron James, and James Harden was acting like a punk on his own team. You can make the case that there are reasons to dislike each of them individually. Now put them all on the same team.
You know, I think what I want here is I kind of want to see slow and steady win the race, so to speak. So I'd much rather see the Bucks or the Celtics or the Heat, even though they're off to a poor start. I'd much rather see them come out of the East. And I think there would be something to be said for that more traditional method of team building over the long haul, rather than the Nets trying to microwave it by signing any superstar in sight and trying to put these together, these disparate elements together and see if they mix. It's, you know, it's an all-star team, mm-hmm. basically.
Yep.
And maybe I'm just kind of old school here. I'd prefer to see the slow, steady, patient, put pieces together, get your stars and build and put the right complementary pieces around them. I'd rather see that get rewarded and be in the NBA finals or win it all.
You know what we
have than what the Nets are trying to do.
You know what we have found out? That when it comes to team building of all-stars, mm-hmm. there's only one formula that works. Just one. You know what it is? The formula that has LeBron James involved. That's it.
I mean, I thought you were going to say draft and develop, but wrong.
No, no. When it comes to assembling all-stars.
Because LeBron has the right personality for it.
Yes, because he's willing to share the ball.
Yes.
Think about this. They built an all-star team in Miami. They won. Built not an all-star team, but you know they brought in, you know, the big guy Anthony Davis, right?
Yeah,
that won a championship.
But both of them can pass the ball. The offense doesn't stop
right
when it gets to AD or LeBron, but the offense stops when it gets to James Harden.
It was attempted in Houston with Harden and Chris Paul, didn't work out. Then it was Harden and Westbrook. Didn't work out. Before that, it was Westbrook and Paul George. Didn't work out. Kawhi and Paul George. Didn't work out. The only one that has worked out was the team that had LeBron James. That was it. And that should tell you just how good he is.
And it was before Kawhi was a superstar, but the team that had everybody growing together, the Spurs.
Kawhi was drafted
right
by them.
But that's the point. They didn't. It was the team that everybody came up through that system. That,
right.
You know, Duncan came in, but then you supplement with Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker.
Correct.
And Kawhi Leonard. And
those are all draft picks.
Right. Exactly.
I'm talking about assembling all stars from other teams.
It's only work with LeBron. Otherwise, if you can't get LeBron, your best play is to do what the Nuggets are doing long term. I know it's painful right now.
No, no, your
but
best,
that's your best shot.
No, your best shot is to get LeBron.
But you're not getting. But I said
I know.
No, I said other than that, LeBron James isn't walking through that door.
Right.
So if that's not an option, what's the better option? What the Nuggets are doing, what the Bucks have done. That's the way to go.
Coming up after the break, Arif Dean, who covers the Avalanche for MileHighSports.com, joins us next to preview the start of the Av season tonight against the Blues.
Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman, Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. Reach us, Granite Liquidators Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. Go to graniteliquidators.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com.
Okay, Avalanche open the season tonight against the St. Louis Blues, according to many different odds makers. Avs are the favorites to win the whole thing. How do you like that? Want to bring in Arif Dean, covers the Avalanche for MileHighSports.com. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Hockey's back, and I'm excited.
Any argument the Avs should be the favorites?
Are we talking today? Are we talking for the division or for the cup?
For the cup.
For all three of those, it's yes. There is no argument the Avalanche should be the favorites. But we also have to remember that this is the NHL. It's not the NBA where your best teams always win. So there's a lot more that comes into it. But the Avalanche are set up for success this season. Absolutely.
Okay, so that downside, I mean, Mr. Negative Nelly here. What could go wrong that could derail this? I mean, it's obvious to say that.
Did you watch the Stars series?
Exactly. It's obvious to say goaltending fails at the worst possible time.
Go down to your third time.
But even beyond that, what could go wrong that could send this thing just a tad askew?
It's exactly that. It's goaltending, and you know, show me a good show me a good coach, and I'll show you a good goaltender. Is kind of the saying they have in hockey. It's that if you have a good goaltender, it's a part of what it takes to win. But if you have a bad goaltender, it's 100% of the reason why you don't win. And that's kind of the big thing with the Avalanche. It's not just the sense of having a good goaltender. It's hoping that your goaltender can out-duel the other goaltender and not running into a hot goalie at the wrong time and someone who's going to ultimately, you know, do what Anton Khudobin did last year.
There have been a lot of great defensive pairings in NHL history, but usually when you're talking about defensive pairings, you're talking about a stand-up defenseman at the blue line who is physical. Can you think in hockey history of a potential better pairing when it comes to speed and defense and hockey IQ than what we could see with Cale Makar and the new guy Taves?
I think that is the perfect duo of what it means to have a new age defense unit in the NHL, in the sense where both of those guys have speed, both of them have skill, and nowadays you don't need to be the big towering defenseman. I mean, we saw back when Tyson Barrie was here, Barrie was playing with Nikita Zadorov, and you always expected it to be this big man and his little friend, one's defensive, one's offensive, and the game has sort of changed. When we saw Cale Makar come in as a rookie and Sam Girard come in as a rookie, Girard was playing with Eric Johnson, and suddenly you started to realize that this young, smaller defenseman in Sam Girard was just as good, if not better, defensively than a veteran towering Eric Johnson. So I think that Taves and Makar truly are the perfect and ideal pairing in this day and age. And if you need more proof of that, look no further than the Dallas Stars, because they had Miro Heiskanen and John Klingberg kind of running the show over there. And it's a similar idea, and that's kind of what you want from your top defenseman. And for Sakic to go out and bring in Devon Taves, which was completely out of the blue, unexpected, and just a great acquisition for such a low cost of 2 second-round draft picks, it really sets this team forward, because now suddenly you have that extra man on your defensive unit. And now suddenly Sam Girard and Eric Johnson are nothing but a second pair.
Speaking of the Stars, I mean, right now they're at the epicenter of things because there are 17 positive COVID tests associated with the Dallas Stars right now. So what is the anxiety level about the NHL going into this season, trying to make it work without a bubble, not only with the Stars, but also seeing how the NBA appears to be struggling right now?
So I think the biggest thing with hockey right now is, you know, the teams and the coaches have been having those conversations on what it, on what you can and can't do and what you should and shouldn't do out in public. And I think, to be honest with you, for the Avalanche, you're fortunate. You're in a city like Denver, and you're in a state like Colorado that has more restrictions than what you see in Texas, because that's ultimately what it goes down to. You know, I'm not going to speak for other leagues, but, you know, in the NHL, I don't necessarily think positive COVID tests, for the most part, there could be a few here or there, are coming from players being irresponsible. It could be something as simple as, and we have one right here in Denver, Eric Johnson tested positive for COVID-19. He will not be playing today. Jared Bednar confirmed that this morning. It could have been as simple as Eric Johnson going to Whole Foods to pick something up for his wife or his girlfriend or whoever he has at home. It's something as simple as that. In Texas, the restrictions are a little bit more loose. You know, it's going to be intriguing to keep an eye on the Tampa Bay Lightning, on the Florida Panthers, because we know how things go in Florida. Mm-hmm. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are playing in Florida now. So I think more or less in the NHL, it's going to be who can run into the least amount of luck. And in a sport where luck already plays a large factor, because A, you can run into a hot goalie, B, your goalie can have a bad game or a bad month or a bad year, C, let's face it, unlike every other sports, not every other sport has this bouncing rubber black thing that can go in all directions, bounce off some guy's knee, and suddenly that guy's knee is the reason why you won the game or won the cup. NHL is a game of bounces. It's a game of luck, and COVID just adds more to that. Which, to draw me back to your first question, what could go wrong? There's a lot of things that could go wrong, and this is one of those things. Is if Mikko Rantanen or if Nathan MacKinnon or Cale Makar, somebody tests positive for COVID, and the other guys are going to need to be out for a considerable amount of time, well, now in a 56-game season, in an accelerated schedule, missing 15, 20 days matters.
We're talking with Arif Dean. He covers the Avalanche for MileHighSports.com, and I'll throw this out to both of you guys. I don't think there is any doubt that Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar are the two best players on this Avalanche team that is loaded with tons of talent. I can't think of any team in professional sports history. A lot of hyperbole there. Sports history in which the top two players on one team on an $80 million payroll take up roughly 7% of
that
payroll.
You are absolutely spot on. You're spot on. That doesn't exist. And in hockey, those numbers are always a lot less than you'll find in basketball or football, where the best positions matter more to that sport than the best positions in the NHL. And that could sound crazy, because without a Nathan MacKinnon, this team is not a contender. Without a Cale Makar, this team might not be as good as it is. But the reality is, you know, unlike LeBron and Anthony James, for example, with the Los Angeles Lakers, Nathan MacKinnon is not going to play 55 out of 60 minutes. Granted, I will say on the other end of that, Nathan MacKinnon is wildly underpaid, and Cale Makar is making less than $1 million a year before his bonuses, which is God's gift to this team. So that percentage should be a little bit higher, but this is exactly why the Avalanche are in the window that they are in. It's the fact that Devon Toews and Cale Makar, this magnificent pairing we're talking about, make a combined $5 million in base salary. And you're not going to find that in other leagues. You're not going to find that on other teams unless you're going to somewhere where they also have a young defenseman on this entry-level deal. So this is why the Avalanche need to take advantage as much as they can and hope for that good luck and to not run into a string of bad luck. It's because this is the first year of what could be, you know, a dynasty for the next 5 to 10 years. But at the same time, that could flip on a dime if you sign the wrong person to the wrong amount of money and it ends up eating a larger portion of your salary. Right now, you have a gift with what you're paying MacKinnon and Makar.
We're talking with Arif Dean, covers the Avalanche for MileHighSports.com. This segment brought to you by the Row House in Greenwood Village. And let's talk about the Row House in Greenwood Village. Tell us about the classes and why it is just as good, if not better, than any other workout you will get.
I'm going to ask you this, Eric, and actually I'll ask this to both of you. How are your joints feeling?
Good, actually.
Not bad.
Good? Okay, how do your knees feel when you go out for a run?
I don't run because I know I'm going to damage my knees.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I used to run all the time.
And I use the elliptical, same thing, knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's on an elliptical. The coolest thing about rowing, and I think my favorite part about the classes, is that you're going to get that high intensity you would get from lifting weights, you right. would get from running, you would get from the elliptical, but it's low impact.
Yeah.
And that's the best part. You're floating. You're on this rower. There is no impact on the floor. It's not about how much you spend on your running shoes and if they're the best kind and if you roll your ankle, what happens. It's low impact, but it's still high intensity. You're getting that workout. You're getting different kinds of intense workouts and power and strength without dealing with the impact and what it can do to your joints, to your knee, to your ankles, things like that.
But here's the other cool thing, because I've worked out there. You're not exclusively on that rowing machine, unlike probably other rowing places like you, where you're exclusively on there. You have weightlifting and all kinds of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes it a full body workout. When you think rowing, you think cardio.
Right.
But when you come off the erg, number one, it's not strictly cardio. It's a full body workout because your shoulders are engaged, your core is engaged, your legs are engaged. You're using your arms when you're pulling back, when you're coming back in. But at the same time, we also have blocks where you come off of the erg, you come off the rower, you pick up dumbbells, we do shoulder presses, we do ab work, we right. do dumbbell presses, we do all sorts of different things to engage your muscles and make you miss that part of the gym that we used to love going to, you know, before the pandemic, where it was nice and easy to go touch different dumbbells and different machines in a group of 500, 600 people in the same room. Well, you can do that here, but in a lot more of a safe and clean environment. And at the same time, you get that cardio, you get that high intensity, but you get to work in the dumbbells and the weights and sort of get this full workout of everything that you're aching for when you want to work out.
How do people find you, Arif?
Row House Greenwood Village. We're located at the Landmark at the Denver Tech Center. You can find us online. We are on rowhouse.com. If you look up Rowhouse, if you go to rowhouse.com and click on locations, Greenwood Village, we are there. Or you can just come stop in at the studio and somebody here will be happy to greet you. Everybody that comes in gets a free complimentary class, and we'll give you a good time and a great workout and for the price of nothing but 45 minutes of your time.
Arif Dean, brought to you by the Row House in Greenwood Village. Arif will be joining us every Thursday on the show to talk about the Avalanche. Have a good day, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. You as well.
All right, time now. Let us know, Danny, what's coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it.
Former Houston Texans wide receiver Andre Johnson has been vocal in his support of Deshaun Watson after the quarterback expressed displeasure in the GM hiring process there in Houston. We'll talk about some Denver former players whose word carries a lot of weight around here. That's next on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive, Goodman, Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Granite Liquidators Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. Want to tell you about Silta Har Mazda, as they are inviting you to the Rediscover the Road event, and you absolutely need to do it in the Mazda CX-30. This small crossover SUV has everything. With that, I want to bring in a guy who can talk more fluidly about the CX-30. Talking about my good friend, GM of Silta Har Mazda, Greg Larson. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic, Eric. Happy New Year, and welcome to 2021.
Exactly. Well, hopefully 2021 is a lot better than 2020, don't you think?
I hope so.
Yeah. This Mazda CX-30, what kind of package are you getting if you get yourself into a Mazda CX-30?
Well, I'll tell you what kind of package you can get. You can pick from something that's a little more basic, all the way up to something that's quite a bit loaded, depending on what flavor you are looking for. But what the CX-30 is going to get you is the opportunity to get up the hill with the new turbocharged engine as quickly as you can, so you can put some skis underneath your feet and enjoy some of the great Colorado outdoors.
And that the CX-30 also, leather trim seats, great power, 32 miles to the gallon on the highway. I mean, how many SUVs can get that kind of gas mileage?
Technology's come a long way with sport utilities. We talk a lot about, you know, how the most consumers have transformed from cars to the crossovers and the sport utilities. And with fuel economy you're getting in today's market, it's been a very popular choice amongst most of our customers.
What about the CX-5? That is turbocharged as well, isn't it?
Yeah, they just came out with the turbocharged, and they've got some special packages, some of the carbon packages with some pretty interesting-looking paint. It gives you a real sporty feel, because it goes great in the snow, you got to look good when you're getting there.
If you wanted to go the lease route, what can you lease a CX-30 at? What can you lease a CX-5 at?
Both under $300 a month. As a matter of fact, if you get to the CX-30, you can get to that mountain and only spend $235 a month on your lease payment doing so. That'll save you as much money as you possibly can when you're paying those lift ticket prices.
I know you're a big sports fan, Greg. What'd you think about John Elway stepping down as the GM?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, for most of us Colorado natives, it was kind of a sad day to see Elway step aside. I think he knew that he needed to get somebody with a different perspective in, somebody that could come in. That's a full-time job. It requires an enormous amount of energy, and I think that Peyton from the Vikings is the right guy.
Yep.
I think it was the right hire. We'll see how he goes. But he's got a great track record for the roles he fit in with Minnesota.
On a personal note, and the listeners don't care, but whatever, I want to ask you a question. How is Rachel, your wife's hand, and are the four of us going to be able to start golfing again?
Well, I'll tell you what, this winter, if you wanted to play golf in Colorado, you would have had your fair share of days. It's been so mild. Rachel be doing so good, and we'll have to get out. I will forewarn you, though, I went with the Titleist irons that are new this year. So,
right.
As you know, a guy that gets new clubs, that has fancy. So you, if there's a chance for you to get me, it's on the next few rounds, buddy.
What are you doing Sunday?
This Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday. You want to play?
Recovering from eye surgery.
What? What did you have done?
I got to have surgery done tomorrow.
On what?
So I won't be able to see the ball.
Are you getting LASIK?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, let's play.
I can see a little better.
You know what? Let's play on Sunday. I'll give you 18 strokes.
That would be great.
How do people find Siltahar Mazda?
Man, there's three different ways. You can call, click, or come in. We're on the corner of Wadsworth Boulevard, Highway 36. You can visit us at sthmotors.com. Mm-hmm. Or pick up the phone at 303-469-1801. That'll get you right to us. We'll answer all your questions, set up a contactless test drive, and you could be driving your new Mazda soon.
By the way, there's only one drawback for you getting LASIK surgery. Know what it is?
What's that?
Now you're going to see what you really look like.
Don't tell anybody.
See you, Greg. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Take care.
My man. All right, time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Denver Distillery. Their sweet potato vodka, bourbon, rum, and gin has a smooth and clean taste. Find Denver Distillery off Broadway in Denver or buy it at your local liquor store. And if they don't have it, demand it. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, Deshaun Watson has not been afraid to show his displeasure with Houston after they have hired a new GM there, and Andre Johnson threw his support behind the Texans quarterback. So this got me thinking, what Denver former players have the words that would carry the most weight if they express their opinion on one of their former teams here in Denver?
Wait, ask that. I don't know if I understood the
who
question.
Who is a former player from here in Denver whose words would carry the most weight if they gave their opinion on the situation going on with the team currently?
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
What about for some of the other sports?
Chauncey Billups. I'd say Joe Sakic, but he's the GM. He'd just be criticizing himself.
Is there anybody with the Rockies who'd have that kind of pull?
Todd Helton.
Even today?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Larry Walker, I suppose, but Larry Walker was a Rocky for sure, but Todd Helton was a Rocky.
Todd Helton was a career Rocky.
Correct.
Yeah. And he opted to stay.
Right.
Which is relevant in the Trevor Story conversation we're having
right now. All right, that was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed a try before you buy, that means you can walk in any store and try out the appliances before you buy them. Big box stores don't do that. Plus, they have a really experienced sales staff. They can help you build an entire kitchen. That's how long they've been doing this. They're the best at what they do. You can find Mountain High Appliance in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver, right off of I-25. Coming up after the break, good friend of mine, Greg Coleman, former Vikings punter, and he's on the Vikings radio broadcast team. He will join us next to talk about the Broncos' new GM, Greg Payton. George Payton. George?
George.
I get my G's mixed up. It's Greg Coleman.
Greg
George
Coleman.
Payton.
Greg Coleman.
Right.
Longtime Vikings punter.
Right.
Longtime member of their broadcast team.
Right.
Talking about George Payton
George
on the other side.
George Payton. Thank
Afternoon
you.
Afternoon Drive, Mile High Sports Radio, milehighsports.com.